Thank you. It is an honor to be here on behalf of Canada to speak about gender-based violence. Canada's fourth Universal Periodic Review report highlights the many initiatives and policies in place across Canada's provinces and territories to address this urgent issue. Building on these initiatives, I am proud to share that Canada launched a national action plan to end gender-based violence a year ago. This 10-year plan is a historic milestone and sets a framework for a Canada free of gender-based violence, a Canada that supports victims, survivors, and their families no matter where they live. The plan recognizes that ending gender-based violence in Canada brings together the efforts of all orders of government, working in close partnership with victims and survivors, Indigenous partners, frontline providers, and many others. The plan includes five pillars and a foundation that addresses gender-based violence along a continuum from prevention to health, social injustice supports, and more. It is grounded in an intersectional approach that is victim and survivor-centric and focuses on reaching populations who are at an increased risk of experiencing gender-based violence or who are underserved when experiencing it, such as Indigenous women and girls, Black and racialized women, two-spirit, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex people, women with disabilities, and women living in rural and northern communities. The National Action Plan to End Gender-Based Violence is complementary to other important work the Government of Canada is doing to advance equality. In particular, the National Action Plan to address missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and 2SLGBTQIA+ people, as well as the first ever 2SLGBTQI+ Action Plan. The Government of Canada has committed significant federal investments to advance the National Action Plan to End Gender-Based Violence. This included dedicated funding to address the root causes of gender-based violence against Indigenous women, girls, and 2SLGBTQI+ people. While the work to end gender-based violence and achieve gender equality in Canada is far from done, the National Action Plan will allow us to continue working together in a way that responds to the ongoing and evolving needs of victims and survivors. This matters because everyone has the right to live free from violence. Now I will speak to Canada's action plan on combating hate as well as Canada's anti-racism strategy. Hate is not a new problem in Canada, but it is on the rise and has been intensified by the COVID-19 pandemic. Police reported hate crimes have increased dramatically over the past few years. In 2020, hate crimes motivated by a hatred of race or ethnicity increased by 80%. Canada is now in the process of developing its first ever action plan on combating hate. It represents a timely response to address an urgent need. In June 2019, Canada launched a federal anti-racism strategy entitled Building a Foundation for Change, Canada's Anti-Racism Strategy. Many unique key initiatives have been led thus far under this strategy, including the creation of required governance mechanisms, the creation and application of an anti-racism lens to federal institution programs and policies, and work to address barriers to employment, justice, and social participation among Indigenous people, racialized and religious minority communities, and targets online hate and digital literacy. Canada recognizes that more work still needs to be undertaken to combat racism and discrimination. Canada has recently announced funding to continue this work through Canada's renewed anti-racism strategy. I will now turn to my colleague from the Government of Quebec.